The Dub D Dub Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Let Jordan, Cameron, Michael, and Christina Black entertain you with visits to the Disney Parks and Resorts, Universal Parks and Resorts, as well as other Central Florida attractions. Most recently, the Theme Park Brothers paid a visit to the Art of Animation Resort, the refurbished Pop Century Resort, as well as the construction updates at Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach. Be sure to check out their YouTube channel, The Theme Park Brothers, as well as their Twitter account, at Theme Park Boys. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a show.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the WDW Review Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Pete Ponacorvo. Joining me this week is one Chris Malik. Chris, welcome back. How you doing? Nice to see you. Haven't talked to you in an hour?
Pete,
less? I don't know.
10 minutes? Hey, Pete.
What?
I'm feeling great, all right?
Good.
Pete, I see a little silhouette of a man right now.
Scaramouche. Will you do the Fandango?
Michael, I gave it to you. Come on now.
Obviously,
also joining us is Michael Black.
I thought we were going to go the whole way. Oh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening.
All right.
Galileo.
Very good. And broken apart, yes. Thanks for joining us again, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Have you ever asked Suri that question, by the way?
I have not, but I've seen it. What does it do?
She goes on forever. She, like, almost finishes the song.
Really?
It is hilarious.
I got to go upstairs right now and try it. Or at least 40 minutes.
Here's the other thing I want you to do then, Chris.
Okay.
If you're going to be asking Suri questions, ask Suri why fire trucks are red.
Oh, now I have to go and write all these questions down. I'm already lost. You know what Siri's not good at?
It's hilarious.
When you're up at 5 in the morning and you're trying to talk really soft so you don't get anyone up, and you're like, Siri, play Disney music. And all of a sudden you get like Wham or like Elton John. It doesn't work. I don't know why. Maybe my voice needs to be louder, but I don't want to get anyone up. So it's a problem. I just got to do the Bluetooth connection.
I love that you picked Wham.
It's true.
Yeah, really?
It's true. It like, does it.
That is so odd.
Hey, the manliest things you can think of, right? Wham and
well,
that's right. Well,
we're going to get to that in a second. I was going to ask, our buddy here. I want you to tell me, this is a little teaser for an upcoming show. What are your three favorite lands in all of Walt Disney World? Doesn't have to be just Magic Kingdom. Can be any Disney park.
Well, dead air. Yeah. I'm going to say Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Probably Liberty Square at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And World Showcase at Epcot.
Okay. So
I'm going to ask, World Showcase east side or west side? Canada side or Mexico side?
Oh, Mexico side.
Okay.
Very good. There is a teaser, right? That's our professional teaser for a future show. Excellent. Hey, you kind of hesitated when I said manly when I talked about Wham. Hit me. What do you got?
No, it's...
Come on, wake me up, would you?
Oh, wow.
All right, come on. I'm pulling everything I got out of the bag.
Oh, man.
Jitterbug.
Right? Better boy.
Oh, boy. No snapping. No.
Did you hear the snapping?
I did hear the snapping.
I heard it,
no.
Too. All right.
All right. So to get to the topic, because we gotta get away from whatever we're talking about right now. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Today is going to be the second half of a show that we previously put out, I guess it would be the proper way of saying that. And today is going to be the manliest things you can do at Walt Disney World, with the same disclaimer. Ladies, if this is stuff you love to do, great. I'm sure your husband is thrilled. Guys, if this is stuff you hate to do, that's fine too. Not everybody's the same. It's all good. This is just what we came up with as when we think of manly things to do at Disney World, these are the things we thought of.
So this is like cavemen thinking what other cavemen would like to do, even if...
Exactly.
Okay, very good.
By the end of the show, we're all going to be...
Very good. Okay, so I got a list here of like, I don't know, 10, 12... And I wrote it in a crayon just to show you how manly I am. It's not even in a pen. It's a crayon. Wait a minute. Would that be kid-like or manly? Well, that's all I had. That's all I had, all right? So it's manly now. Michael, you got a good list?
I do have a list, but I will have to say that my wife says that she should have come on here for me because she would have more manly ideas
that a girl.
Than I would. And
she loves Tower of Terror.
All right.
And I will throw one of hers out there during the middle of this, just so that we have it.
Okay. Good. Well, guests are first.
Guess first as usual.
But I will say, Michael, we can't even give you that line anymore because you're like one of us. So, but Michael, you're up first. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll go with one. Like I said, I want to give my own disclaimer because honestly, I don't think there's anything more manly than, say, a single dad out there taking his daughter to, you know, tea at Grand Floridian if that's what she wants to do.
You know what? I agree with you 1,000%.
So I think we can all agree that, but like you said, we were tasked with the task. And these are kind of the things I came up with, and I may or may not have had to search for some things because, yeah, I'm not the most manly guy out there. But what I did think of myself...
Time out. Hang on. Hang on. You got one of the thickest, roughest beards I've ever seen on Facebook. Are you kidding me? You look like the more coiffed version of Grizzly Adams with your beard. That screams manly. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just all on the outside. I'm soft and gooey on the inside.
Okay. All right. So then you're still up. Soft and gooey. Oh.
One that I came up with was attractions that where there's competition. So your Toy Story Midway Manias, your Buzz Lightyears, you're trying to spin the teacup as quick as you possibly can because it's a competition. And I think that even I... fall prey to that because I cannot beat my wife on Toy Story Midway Mania, no matter how hard I try. I can't do it. I came within 900 points the other day, and that was like a victory for me. So I think that that's a very kind of manly thing where there's a competition and you must win sort of thing and try every trick in the book to ensure that you do. So.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is it because she... just knows the targets or why does she consistently win? Do you know?
I don't know. She has Cameron each time and Cameron like leans into her and keeps her, but she's still like one handed. Like, I don't know how she does it. She will not share the secrets.
Can you see her vehicle? Can you see her car?
No, because she's always behind me.
Mm. Okay. There must be some kind of tomfoolery in the process, huh, Michael? Is that what you suspect?
I think there is, or the fact that either that or Jordan is taking my targets. And he is in some way impairing my ability to beat her, considering Cameron's like holding on for dear life and not even shooting. So she's getting all the targets.
Maybe you have to switch the kids next time, right?
Maybe.
There you go. Right? See if that helps. I don't know.
And tell Jordan to be large that day. Stick his elbows out a little bit, right? Right,
exactly.
Right for the space. Good one. Competition is definitely a manly-ish thing to do. Oh, yeah, you're right, Pete. I can see that this is going down a bad trail. We are definitely enemies. I apologized. So this is bad already. All right. So I'm going to go next, all right? Because I'm sure that my idea is the manliest idea we're going to see today. And it won't offend a woman. Although the idea was originated by a woman, my 12-year-old daughter all but instantaneously came up with this idea. And I looked at her and I said, that's freaking awesome. I can't believe you thought of that so quickly. How about I take you to downtown, oh my gosh, I spoiled it already, Disney Springs. And I take you to the Art of Shaving. And you get yourself a shave at the Art of Shaving.
Okay. That's pretty manly.
Pretty manly, huh? Thank you to my 12-year-old daughter for thinking of that. But yes, get a shave at the Art of Shaving. Pete, give me credit. Okay. Do I need? Could I could give off like a. I can give a few bad ones now, right? That one just redeemed me.
No, that one was great.
Thank you, Lucille. Very good.
I was going to say Lucille's welcome to be on the show whenever she wants.
She aced it. All right. And I didn't make any enemies, right? No woman's going to go
not
in there.
With that one.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Know. Never show. You're up, big guy.
All right. You know, I'm going to do this one, and I know this one may or may not ruffle some feathers. ESPN Zone. Yeah. I mean, it's an entire place full of nothing but TVs with sports.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was on my list. Definitely.
Very good. Have you been in the ESPN Zone?
I actually have an ESPN Zone Baseball Tonight baseball jersey sitting in my closet from my honeymoon.
Okay. Okay, hang on. How'd you manage to pull that off on your honeymoon?
Let's not get into that.
That's why they call it a honeymoon.
That's right.
Exactly.
She was asleep. I ran down 3 minutes, got the jersey, came back.
Honestly, it was purchased on Main Street USA in the sporting goods area of the Emporium at the time.
Okay. Michael?
But I still have it, and it still says Baseball Tonight.
It kind of counts, right? If you squint your eyes a little bit. Okay. Michael Manley.
Manley. All right. I went back to the 1950s definition of manly, and I'm going over to Splitsville because I want to go out with the gang and go bowling and have some malteds or something. I don't know. I just think that that's a good place to dine, have a drink, you know, bowl. I think that the camaraderie that comes with bowling, again, with the competition, I guess. But I've always felt like I used to be on, like, an actual bowling league for several years, and it was all guys. So that was sort of we would get together and, I guess, you know, just kind of hang out, male bonding sort of thing. So my mind kind of went to bowling.
I'm getting an image. Us guys, bowling shirts that says the Pin Pals, like the Simpsons, all right? We're back in the 70s, right? We're drinking our, I don't know, our hams, the beer refreshing, or other
PBR,
Schlitz, other god-awful beer.
Oh.
Right? I'm just saying.
We have no cussing on this show.
Exactly. It's a clean show. We're back in. I get it. Manly, right? My hair, I got a lot of hair in this point, right?
I
got
my thinking Michael was going like all the way, you know, when we said caveman, he went Fred Flintstone caveman.
He did. Exactly. On the tippy toes.
The tinkle toes.
Very the only thing we're missing is the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo.
Nice.
And the Grand Poobah.
All right. I don't know if I can top that, but I got an idea for you, Pete. Ready?
Yep.
And this comes from a guy who doesn't even eat this kind of food, but what's more manly
than the steaks?
No.
Oh, I was thinking steaks.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Come on, this dwarfs steaks. Are you kidding me? I'm talking oompa. I'm talking sausages. I'm talking liters of beer. What about the beer garden in Germany?
And that was Christina's. So you matched her.
We often think alike. Don't you get that?
You're as manly as Michael's wife, Chris. Way to go.
No. Christina's she's good at this stuff. Come on, give me credit, right? You got Oompa bands playing. You've got sausages. You've got sauerkraut. You've got beer probably in the liter. Come on. That just screams manly.
They are manly smells. I'll give you that.
They are manly smells. And afterwards as well, too. So, all right. Thank you, Christina. I appreciate that vote of confidence and agreement, too.
Yeah, she said that there's nothing that makes her feel more manly than eating a bratwurst at Germany. So she said, go with that one. Excellent. I said, okay.
Peter, can you top that? I'm like two for two. I'm doing really good today.
How about the one microbrewery that they have on property over at Big River Brewing on the boardwalk?
Okay, tell me more.
It's a brewery. What more do you need to know?
I'm just trying
to... They make their own beer.
Okay, I'm just trying to guess from the audience's perspective. I don't know, guests like Tamara like beer?
No, that's wine.
Oh, she likes Blue Moon. Is it Blue Moon? I think so.
All right.
I think so. I'm just saying.
You're going to just sit here and try to pick apart my choices.
I'll give you credit. Craft brewery is manly.
Man. Come on.
It is manly. I give you credit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Budweiser factory, but for the love of God.
I'm going to tell you, for the fact that we're doing a manly show, when Chris says, tell me more, and I start to almost sing Grease, I think we've got an issue.
You're the one that said that out loud, not me.
I'm just letting everybody know.
John Travolta is pretty manly as well, too, Michael. I'm just going to give you credit there. That's okay.
Take these things with a grain of salt that we're saying here.
Yes. All right, Michael, we need to start hitting some home runs here. So,
am I back up again?
You're up again.
You're up.
Wake Christina up and get a good one, would you?
Well, I did have steakhouses, actually. I had, Yachtsman, Shula, STK, things like that. There's tons of places to get good steak. So I think that's kind of where my mind went when you were talking about the Germany area there. So, yeah, I think that'll be my next one. Let's go with that.
Okay, the red meat, huh? Ingesting red saturated fat, manly. I think I agree with you, even though I don't eat it. I think I agree with you, right?
All right, look. Okay, Morimoto Asia has Japanese Wagyu beef. They have a 3 ounce minimum, and it is $23 per ounce. That is as manly as it gets.
Whew. Yeah, if you're Thurston Howell, right?
Mm. I didn't say it was cheap. I said it was manly.
Have you had it, Pete? You were at Morimoto. Have you had it?
Not that.
Okay.
I did not have that. I would love to have that. And I have had Wagyu beef before, but I have not had it there.
Okay.
They do it tableside on a, like, screaming hot rock that they just kind of sear it on. It's supposed to be incredible. But I have not had it yet.
All right, you want to see something manly? I want you to grab and hold that rock. That would be manly.
That would be stupid.
Okay, sometimes they get confused.
One and the same.
Sometimes they are confused. So, Pete.
They have great medical care there, but I am not looking to see what their Bermuda is like.
Exactly. I got something on my list that can prove your manly status. You know, everything's about physical strength and, showing you're a tough guy. What's more physically demanding than riding a Surrey bike around Crescent Lake up the hill of despair, where it's roughly a 90 degree straight incline? That is the manliest thing you could do at Walt Disney World, because no mere man can do that. If you can do it, Oh.
Are you ringing the bell?
I have helped more than one person up that hill just to save their manly appearance for that day. I will tell you this much. Do you know the hill I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh. So, even my wife thought, yes, that is the manliest thing you could do on property. If you can get that bike up the hill, you are a true man. All right. Peter, hit us.
How about sport fishing?
Okay.
Good.
You know, they have the guided fishing tours out of a number of different places around property. One of them, I believe, is even inside Epcot that you can do before park hours, which to me would be super cool.
Mm-hmm. I can't disagree. It's like Michael's bowling. It's bowling and fishing, right? Who can ever disagree with that? Except for the women that are fishermen and are upset now.
Yeah. So to my friend Krista, I'm sorry. I know you fish way more than me. So
good idea though. Michael, what you got? Manly. Come on.
I had one more, but I'm pretty sure this one is right up your alley, so I'm not going to take it. So my last one that I have is food again, and I'm going to go with, I know it sounds weird, but food and wine, because you can also drink yourself silly with other things other than wine. And I don't think there's something inherently unmanly about drinking wine, but there's also tons of food. So I think that that festival within itself, I think, could be a lot of fun.
Mm. Peter, what say you about that? The overindulgence of both food and wine and others at food and wine. What say you?
I don't know if I would say that that's really a manly thing. I think it's an adult thing for sure.
The portions are very dainty.
Yeah.
I'm going to retract that one.
No. Hang on.
There's no need to retract it. I don't know if I would call that the most manly thing. But now I, in his defense, I know a lot of the different booths not only have wine, they have a beer for the guys. So,
Pete, what about if a guy went to every booth and sampled one from Massive Food Overindulgence? Would that not qualify as manly? Yes, stupid, but manly?
Yeah.
Right?
Again, maybe not the brightest thing, but I think it would be something a lot of my friends probably would do.
I think you've pegged this all pretty accurately at this point. Pete, you like the smell of exhaust? Because I like the smell of exhaust. I don't know. Tamara got me right one time. I like smelly things. I like good smelling things. I like odd smelling things. That's how I process things. I like the Tomorrowland Speedway. Yes, I know it's completely outdated. Thank goodness it's staying temporarily. But I like the smell of the Tomorrowland Speedway. And I got to tell you, nothing's more manly than the body shape of a classic Corvette. That's at least what I'm thinking they're going for. I'm thinking manly with the Tomorrowland Speedway. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, huh?
Hmm.
Michael, quiet. Peter, quiet.
I absolutely hate the smell. We've gone over this before. But I do think that it's very manly to be a good father. And I think that the kids love to ride it. So I will give you that one.
Manly.
For that reason.
For that reason alone. Peter, you're a car guy. Could you not?
I'm a car guy, yeah.
Could you not appreciate driving around in a miniature 76 Corvette Stingray?
Nope. I'm not a Chevy fan, remember?
I know, but come on. They don't make a 300, you know?
How about a...
They don't make those Dodge products, Pete.
71 Cuda? No.
All right. So, no?
I...
All right, no, go on, go on.
I get the angle you're going for with the car thing. If you were going to do that, I would say probably to lean more towards Test Track, being that there you get to design the car and modify things the way you would want them done. But anyway.
Okay. Well, you better lead us up with something. We got, what, how many? Maybe one more here?
I'm going to say it since Michael left it for you and you didn't. Golf. Yep. Hello.
That's what I was giving him.
Yeah, I know, but he missed it.
I intentionally missed it. Intentionally missed it. But tell us why, Pete.
How many CEOs do you know that don't play golf?
It's true.
And I'm not saying that that's right, but predominantly most CEOs are men. I'm not agreeing with it, but it's just a fact.
We need sound effects on this show.
Yeah, why? Because so we could distance ourselves from Pete right now, Michael? Me and
yeah,
you?
Like there would be a boo hiss there somewhere.
distance ourselves from Michael right now.
I know.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not agreeing with it, but it is kind of just a fact. There are more men that are CEOs than women CEOs out there.
All right. Michael, quick, put up an idea so you can cut Pete off right here. Let's go back to the golf thought, though, for one second. I don't disagree with you. As my professional career, I actually run a golf course, and I can verify that the majority of my players are men, but I do have a consistent ladies league that plays on a Monday morning, and I do have a bunch of ladies, but I were to give you a breakdown of number percentages, and it wouldn't be accurate, it'd be off the top of my head, it would be something like 80-20 men to women play golf. So I guess
I was going to go 70-30, but
no, it's at least
Chris
in my...
is a little more sexist than me apparently.
good luck at that one. At least in that percentage, for what I see at the course, it's like 80-20 as far as men to women. But I will say this much: I'm going to give women credit here because I can say this firsthand as a golf professional.
They're as good, if not better, than most men because they're usually more patient.
More patient, and they're more respectful of the course and the course's policies. And as far as pace of play, they're diligent as far as maintaining pace of play. So, ladies, you want to play golf, you guys are 150% welcome at my golf course. I know a lot of guys I would love to never see again, and I've never had that feeling about a woman golfer at my golf course. So
I'm on the show, you know.
I don't want you ever coming back again. You're right here. All right, Michael, hit us up with one last good one. Your best one of the day.
You know what? I'm going to, because I know a lot of men out there and they're on vacation. They work hard. So I'm going to say a very manly thing to do is just to relax. Just relax. Just chill. I wasn't going to take you to a spa or something.
That's what I thought you were going to do for a second.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, and this is for me, and I think a lot of people, I would even say for people I think are a lot more manly than myself, that they could use a chance to just kind of sit and relax for a minute. You know, whatever they want to grab to drink, if it's an iced tea, if it's a beer, if it's whatever they want, and just kind of just chill. And not have to worry about the demands of work or worry about anything else. I think that that's good for anybody, but I'm just kind of thinking that for me, that would be a great manly thing to do.
Is it more manly, Michael, if I'm wearing my sandals with calf-high black socks pulled up really high and my dress shorts, but they're shorter than usual, and a button-down shirt like a dad from the 70s? Would that be more manly to relax with?
Whatever floats your boat, man.
I am just so happy he didn't bring up his Speedo again. Oh, brother.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Next thing from Chris is...
Yeah. Hang on. So here's the manly... Here's something manly. How about you walk in the Harley-Davidson store, right? And how about you take a picture on the American Easy Rider bike in the corner? What's more manly than that?
Hmm? Maybe owning one yourself.
You can probably buy one. But what's more manly?
That's pretty manly.
Right? I mean, I might not ever have to get in another contest on the WWE review if I can just say that one. Are you kidding me? I save that, my heavy guns. What do you think, Pete? You're kind of quiet.
What, posing on a bike that doesn't run or move or nothing?
Oh, yeah, give no, me credit, totally man. Me. Give me credit. Michael no, Manley?
Absolutely.
Yes. No, I think, yeah.
All right, so the next time we go down, I want us to all get a picture on that bike. We're going to put it up as the manliest pictures around.
All three of us on that bike.
Not at the same time. Really not, like not that. Manly. Not like that. That's awkward.
I'm not even manly enough to get that picture.
All right. Pete, end in a high note. Without turning off any more of our lady listeners.
So, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah.
I know they do this for girls as well, but we did Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique on our girliest show, so I'm gonna throw out Pirates League for our manliest show.
Cool. But what is the maximum age for Pirates League? Do you know?
I want to say it's 12, the same as the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. I want to say it's like 3 to 12 or something like that.
Other than that, it's just us guys being creepy, dressed up like pirates. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. With their own Pirate League costumes. Probably not even getting to the park at that point.
Not sure they'd even let us in with that. Probably not. Maybe even do a Halloween party.
They might tell us, get out of here, creepy.
Might be able to pull it off with a Halloween party. I don't know.
Okay. Michael, what do you think? Manly? Pirates League? Or leading up to Manly, I guess you'd say?
Yeah, I would say it's preparing you for manhood. Much like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique would be preparing you for the world of womanhood.
I like it.
So we'll go with that.
Okay. Very good. Hey, Michael, tell us what's going on recently. I know you you at the Theme Park Brothers, you're out, you're about. You put out a video just recently on Pop Century. Tell me what's going on, if you could. Give me a minute of what's going on over there.
Well, my in-laws got to stay at one of the newly refurbished rooms at Pop Century in the 90s building. And I think they're fantastic. There's just, we put out an episode there of the pros and cons, the things that we thought were good, things we thought were bad. The cons were really just, I don't even think they were that big of a deal. You know, there was one of the cons was, just to throw it out there, was that the sliding doors, the shower actually has sliding doors, and they would consistently come open. And more than one guest, I guess, has complained about this. So while you're trying to take a shower, if you don't want your floor soaking wet, you have to continuously keep shutting, you know, keep the doors from moving, right? So that's, and they told the front desk, and I'm sure that's something they'll get fixed.
Yeah, that's an installation issue, I think. Yeah, they just were not leveled properly when they were put in.
Right. And I think that that's going to be a case to where, because we've heard other people complain about it too, but it'll probably be a room-by-room basis until they fix them all. Mm-hmm. The beds are on a platform, which is really cool because you can put your luggage up underneath to store it if you choose, kind of like on the cruise ship.
Like a cruise ship, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing with that is that the mattress doesn't cover the whole platform, so you can get some bumps and bruises if you're not careful. When you're walking around the bed. So that was one of the cons. And the funniest one ever is that we like to freeze our water bottles. Like about three of them used to fit in the refrigerator freezer up at the top. Mm-hmm. And then we would take those water bottles with us, you know, to the parks. Well, the new refrigerators don't have a freezer section. So there would be no freezing of that. So that was... That were some of the minute things, but the bed that goes up into the wall to add that extra space, the storage in the bathroom area, I don't want to make a whole show about it, but you can go to Theme Park Brothers and see, you know, what we had to say about that. But I really like the new rooms.
Cool.
And it looks like they're done with 90s, and they've moved on to the 80s buildings, and they were testing some fire alarms, and we looked inside the rooms in one of the buildings, and it looked like they were about finished. The only thing that was kind of missing from there was mattresses that we could see. So those should be coming out soon, and I really think it takes Pop Century to another level. Honestly, it makes it, I don't know how to explain it, not seem like a value.
Okay. Awesome. Check out, check out the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. So I'm just going to give a quick off the top of my head of what I've seen. Videos of Sapphire Falls, correct? Videos of Margaritaville's opening in Orlando. Videos of Pop Century.
It was the groundbreaking.
The groundbreaking. Videos of Art of Animation recently. You've got Coronado Construction. You've got Caribbean Beach Construction. You've got full walkthroughs of the Poly, Contemporary, the Grand Floridian, correct?
We don't have the Contemporary.
Oh, I'm
Cameron
sorry.
Cameron will get you on that one because I keep trying to get it, and that is one of the hardest ones because anytime I'm at the Contemporary, it's for a reason, and I've not got a walkthrough done.
Okay.
So, but yeah, all the rest of them, and that groundbreaking at Margaritaville, we are so excited about that puppy opening. That whole area there is going to be incredible. And they're hoping to have the Margaritaville Resort in Orlando open by next Thanksgiving, which will be really cool.
Fantastic. So, again, Theme Park Brothers on YouTube, at Theme Park Boy. Look at this. I've said this so many times, I know the addresses. Tell them how they can reach you, Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh, just Theme Park Brothers on YouTube, Facebook, and at Theme Park Boys on Twitter. Appreciate you mentioning it there.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Peter? I'm purposely going to let you give yourself here the opportunity to let people contact you. I'm distancing myself here.
If you wanted to reach me, I am at Disney Chicago on Twitter.
What and
I'm a Magic Mouse Medic on Twitter and Instagram. You can search my name, Peter Pontecorvo, on Facebook. Easiest way to find me, though, is always on the WWU Facebook page.
Agreed. Find us both on the WWU Facebook page. Find us on the WWU Podcast Instagram page. And for listening, for downloading, for sticking with us, for not being offended, or for being offended and letting Pete know that he was wrong, that's okay, too. Thank you, and have a great evening.
See ya.
See you later, everybody.
Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.